Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The hashtag is rally your ass off. I will explain that in just a moment. In the studio, no stranger and my good friend, investigative journalist, media executive, former congressional candidate, and former staff member of the beloved Congressman Hank Johnson. We love Congressman Johnson here. John Ossoff in the building.
Hey, Rashad.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Great
Thank
to
you
see
having
you.
Me on. Hope everyone back at home and on the streets is doing well as well.
Everybody's good, man. You got something big happening, bro.
It's big. It's Saturday. It's 2 p.m. This is the Georgia Rising Rally. This is going to be at the gym at the MLK Rec Center. That's 90 Boulevard Northeast. 90 Boulevard Northeast, Saturday, 2 p.m. We got student groups, activist groups from across the state coming together to put together this event. We're going to talk about guaranteed health care. We're going to talk about criminal justice reform. We're going to talk about safe, legal abortion here in Georgia after the state legislature has passed this six-week abortion ban, unconstitutional bill.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about student debt relief. We're going to talk about environmental issues and securing our elections here in Georgia. That and so much more. I'll be speaking. Stacey Fox of Planned Parenthood will be speaking. And Ian Bridgeworth of Georgia Shift will be speaking.
Let's talk about your activism since the congressional run, which your congressional race still holds the record for the most money ever raised in a U.S. congressional race, period. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. After that, you came up short, but after that, you had all of this connectivity to the larger United States, the larger democracy as we know it. And how have you used that advocacy?
Well, I think it's important once you've made those connections with local community organizers, with activists, with people who are politically aware, people who are trying to fight for change in this community, have been doing so for decades, that you not disappear and give up because you lose one election.
Right.
You know, and the profile that I built and the values that are dear to me are intact. Mm-hmm. So the question is, how do I put this profile? How do I use my name? How do I use my influence to do good? And one of the things that I don't see enough of in Georgia is active, exciting, energetic advocacy when it's not an election year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, politicians always come around about a month before.
Right. They come to your churches.
Open.
They tell you to vote.
Right.
Yeah.
But what's happening in the meantime? How do we get to that level of excitement that we had during my race, that we had during Stacey Abrams' race, and build that year round? Because that's what it takes. You know, the fight continues between elections, but some of us go to sleep.
This is something we've talked about on my program many times, is how do you keep people engaged outside of the election cycle? We've talked about it. We've pontificated. We've had strategies to do so. But this is actually what you guys are doing. You're doing this intentionally now because it is outside of an election cycle.
That's right. That's when I think it's the most important, the most essential to build energy in the community for change is when it's not election time. Politicians aren't coming around knocking on doors for votes. So, you know, if guaranteeing every Georgian and every American health care, imagine a world where you didn't have to worry about your health insurance. You didn't have to worry about what happens if I get sick. You didn't have to worry about what happens to your kids if they get sick. You didn't have to worry about whether you're going to lose your insurance when you lose your job. Imagine how many minds could be put at ease. How many of us would be freer and happier and better able to pursue our dreams if healthcare were guaranteed for every Georgian, every American. We want to see that change in the world we live in. We have to demand it. We have to organize around it. That's why this Saturday at 2 o'clock, at the gym at the MLK Rec Center, 90 Boulevard Northeast. Folks need to come out, make their voices heard. And for all these issues we want to discuss, you know, I was in Atlanta Municipal Court on Monday observing some of the proceedings with the Southern Center for Human Rights.
Now, you sure you were just observing?
I'm 100% sure.
Okay.
I'm 100% sure. But I felt tremendous empathy for folks who were up there for things that I've done in my life. I saw folks get thrown in jail for days over basically an accumulation of traffic tickets and failures to appear in court.
Yeah.
I saw folks who obviously needed help more than anything getting punished. If that matters to you, if you're tired of living in a society like that, come out on Saturday at 2 p.m., the gym at the MLK Rec Center, and demand criminal justice reform. And I want to discuss more of these issues with you.
We will. And I want us to also discuss the other speakers you have in the lineup, because they are dynamic as well. We got more on the other side, 404-892-2703, that gets you in this conversation if you have a comment or question. 404-892-2703. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. I remember I was on B103 and I asked John Ossoff while he was running for Congress, I said, favorite rapper, no hesitation, Outkast. Remember that?
No question.
No question, man.
Hometown heroes, childhood heroes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I actually saw, I don't know if it was their last show, but I saw them down at Centennial Olympic Park. It was one of their last shows together just a few years ago.
That was a while ago, man. I remember because the A was buzzing about it.
Yeah.
I asked Mayor Norwood that question and I got nothing. Crickets. Yeah. Because she told me she worked at a black station. I thought she knew some rap, but no. Okay. I digress. Georgia Rising Rally and Town Hall. We got John Ossoff. We have Stacey Fox. And it's Ian. Ian Bridgeforth. So let's talk about the people you got in the lineup.
That's right. So we have Stacey Fox, who is the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Southeast Advocates.
You just made a couple of conservative heads blow up right now.
Well, look. You know, the abortion issue right now is live in Georgia because the Republicans in the state legislature and Governor Kemp have made it live.
But it wasn't even public. There was no public sentiment that we needed to do anything with the 20 weeks and break it down.
No, this is entirely about appealing to a small but very vocal base of voters for whom this is, you know, the only
It's red
issue.
Meat. Yeah.
And Georgia already had a relatively restrictive abortion policy at 20 weeks, and a six-week abortion ban is effectively a complete abortion ban. How many women even know they're pregnant 6 weeks into pregnancy?
Right.
And that's why it's particularly timely that at this event on Saturday, 2 p.m., the gym at the MLK Rec Center, it's the Georgia Rising Rally and Town Hall. We've got Stacey Fox of Planned Parenthood. And she'll be there to talk about the path forward in Georgia for women's health care, for maternal health. You know, Rashad, we rank at the very bottom in the country on maternal health here in Georgia. Half of the counties in this state don't have a single OBGYN physician.
Why won't they solve problems like that, John? See, that's a real problem. That's a problem that's worthy of our legislative energy and attention and expertise, but they're not solving those problems. They're creating problems.
That's right. This 6 week abortion ban is going to deepen our maternal health crisis. The state legislature and Governor Kemp have it within their power, and the political leaders in this state have had it within their power for years to do something about maternal mortality and rural health care in Georgia. They should be rushing resources to every county in this state to make sure that mothers, pregnant women, have the prenatal, neonatal care they need. Mm-hmm. Instead, they waste time on these divisive, extremist issues, trying to ban abortion pretty much altogether in this state, despite the fact that doctors, nurses, public health professionals, and the people of Georgia overwhelmingly oppose it. That's why this rally on Saturday is so important, because we need to get young people especially into this political process. If we do not have youth power manifest in this state, then we will not be able to hold those politicians accountable when they do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So Stacey Fox from Planned Parenthood is going to be able to brief on the path forward for women's health, for abortion rights in Georgia. And Ian Bridgeforth, who is the founder and director of Georgia Shift, is going to be speaking as well. Now, Ian has been organizing youth activists to go down to the state capitol throughout this legislative session.
Packing it out.
He's one of the most effective and exciting organizers in Georgia. So this Saturday, the Georgia Rising Rally and Town Hall. I think the website is almost up. It's GeorgiaRisingRally.org. GeorgiaRisingRally.org. You can also find the event on Facebook. Let your friends know, 2 o'clock Saturday, make your voice heard. Guaranteed health care, criminal justice reform, safe legal abortion in Georgia, student debt relief, saving our environment, securing our elections, all on the agenda. But we got to get loud. We got to be present. Saturday, 2 o'clock.
Well said. Bring the entire family this Saturday at 2 p.m. at...
It's in the gym at the MLK Rec Center. That is 90 Boulevard Northeast. 90 Boulevard Northeast, Saturday, 2 p.m., GeorgiaRisingRally.org.
Very proud of you, man, because you did not allow one election to stop you from doing what's right by the people.
Can't. Got to keep going. Look, this is not about any one politician, any one race, any one campaign. It's about people's daily lives here in Georgia and across the country. It takes concerted, consistent action to make a difference.
Well said. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.